Okay, well, we're at that time of year where we have the Great America Smoke Out, and Jennifer's with us from the Health Department in Marquette, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, the Great America Smoke Out is like just kind of like New Year's, where you set your New Year's resolutions, right? Tell me a little about the history of it.
Yes, so it is kind of like New Year's. It's a yearly event where it's giving people that opportunity to kind of think about considering either quitting or at least reducing the amount of nicotine that they are using. And sometimes, you know, it's very overwhelming to pick a date about quitting because, you know, quitting's tough. You know, if people could quit very easily, then they would not be smokers. You know, it's one of those things that it may take a couple of tries and a couple of failures before they are successful. So some people may feel like they're discouraged because they have tried in the past and have not been successful. So this Great American Smokeout gives them that opportunity to maybe try with coworkers or friends or family members, and it gives them a solid date that they can start on.
And this translates into vaping too, doesn't it? Especially with our young people.
Absolutely, it translates into any sort of tobacco use that you have. It could be chewing tobacco, smoking, vaping, any of that. It's just trying to get that nicotine reduced or completely out of people's systems.
Is cold turkey the way to go?
Most of the time, it isn't. It's very rare that someone is successful with cold turkey. There are some people who can do it, but most people can't, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's quit aids there for a reason, and they're there to make people as successful as possible because we want people to be able to quit, and cold turkey is not very comfortable. You're miserable for quite a while, and you kind of just have to knuckle under for you to be able to do that. And the thing is with quit aids, that makes it much easier and not so terrible on your system and where you're feeling horrible all the time. Because a lot of times when people go cold turkey, they feel so bad that they just can't handle it anymore, and then they start smoking or vaping or chewing again.
So what services, last question here for you, Jennifer, what services are available through the health department?
So some of the services that we recommend is there is a in-depth program, which is a new prevention education program that is available. And then, of course, there's the Michigan Tobacco Quit Link. And as far as for teens, there is the My Life, My Quit program, which you can text, you can call. There's a lot of different things with that. So it's definitely more electronically savvy for teens. So they really seem to like that a lot better.
Well, we will post all of that on our website, RadioResultsNetwork.com, and link to everything you just said. So if someone missed something, it'll be there.
Okay, great. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for taking time out. We appreciate that. And, again, don't quit quitting, right?
Absolutely. You know, it may take a couple times, but you know what? You can get there.